Twitter suspends PragerU, prominent conservatives, and doctors for commenting on HCQ. By Alana Mastrangelo on July 29, 2020. Twitter temporarily suspended the accounts of PragerU and a variety of prominent conservatives and even a doctor on Wednesday after they tweeted videos of doctors commenting on the effectiveness of the drug hydroxychloroquine or otherwise commented on the drug. Conservative nonprofit group PragerU had its account restricted on Wednesday for allegedly violating the platform's rules regarding posts about coronavirus after sharing a video of the White Coat Summit featuring medical doctors. American doctors are holding a White Coat Summit in Washington, D.C. to address a massive disinformation campaign by the media about coronavirus, read PragerU's tweet. Watch as Dr. Stella Emanuel tackles the media's narrative about hydroxychloroquine. Director and producer Robbie Starbuck was suspended from Twitter on Wednesday after replying to someone. I guess you think Dr. Harvey Risch, an epidemiology professor at Yale School of Public Health, isn't a real doctor? He's also touting that hydroxychloroquine works. Starbuck was later notified by Twitter that his tweet had violated the Twitter rules regarding the policy on spreading misleading and potentially harmful information related to COVID-19, and that his account had been temporarily restricted from tweeting. Dr. David Samadi was also suspended from Twitter after violating rules regarding information about the Chinese coronavirus. If people hate President Trump, that is entirely their prerogative, tweeted Samadi. When their hatred causes them to deliberately hide good news about a life-saving treatment for a global pandemic, that is when the line is crossed. Hydroxychloroquine works and it has worked. Samadi received a notification from Twitter informing him that his account had been restricted for violating the Twitter rules regarding COVID-19. Moreover, Australian-American author Nick Adams was also suspended from the platform for tweeting, "Hydroxychloroquine saves lives." RT. Adams was notified by Twitter on Wednesday that he had been banned from issuing tweets for the next 12 hours. The suspensions arrived just days after Google and social media platforms censored a live-streamed video posted by Breitbart News of a press conference held in Washington, D.C. on Monday by the group America's Frontline Doctors. Following the censorship, Twitter restricted the president's son, Donald Trump Jr.'s account for 12 hours after he shared the viral video clip of Monday's press conference with the doctors on Capitol Hill. Republican strategist and Trump Jr. spokesman Andrew Sarabian posted a screenshot sharing the update that Trump Jr. received on his Twitter account. Breitbart News has requested comment from Twitter, but did not receive a reply at the time of publication. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @rmastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.